of the last few years. Ladies and gentlemen, migration into Britain over the last few years from Eastern Europe has become a major subject. Well, before I continue, I'd like to mention some of the facts as by way of background to migration over the last few years. As you know, with the extension and expansion of the European Union, Britain welcomed the skilled workers and migrants from the 8 new East European countries that joined the EU in 2004. Britain, as you know, was one of the first countries to do so. The problem, perhaps, was that rather than the 30,000 or so migrants that were expected to come, Britain found some 600,000 migrants wanting to enter the country to work and live over the last few years. Now, of course, we can argue that this should be seen as a very good development. In all economies, and particularly in Britain's case, we can say that we need new skilled workers, new labour, and people to come into the country to help drive the economy. And that's very true in Britain's case because it has helped to maintain the very good economic situation that Britain has enjoyed for more than 10 years now. A very topical problem connected with migration and the migration numbers refers to a new method that the government has now put forward as a way to actually measure who is in the country. Now, of course, that is a good thing. We do need to know who is in Britain, like in any country at any one time. But this new method to count heads in Britain is rather controversial. Well, the first reason why it is controversial is that it actually affects the finances of local councils who have to deal directly with migrant numbers. What it means is that today some councils are suffering from a lower migrant headcount in their area. And the problem is that the size of a council's grant from central government is partly based on population. So in other words, the larger the population of an area, the bigger the grant that a local council is entitled to. Indeed, just to give you one example, Westminster Council in central London expects to lose £6 million this year because its officially recognised migrants number may fall by 15,500. Another problem of the new approach is that it is a household survey. Now, household surveys are basically a bad way to poll new migrants since they exclude anyone who lives in a hostel or a hotel or who works awkward hours or who isn't confident in English. And as you appreciate, that covers a great number of migrants in Britain today. Well, to make the situation even more difficult at present, we have to look at the central government's new attitude and policy towards the migrants from Romania and Bulgaria. Of course, as we know, they are now full members of the EU, but unlike the previous eight, they are allowed to enter Britain, but they are not allowed to work or claim state support. Well, the problem here is that this hasn't put off a lot of new migrants arriving from Romania and Bulgaria, but of course at the same time, they are not legally working. The effect has been that there are no official records as to what they do for a living, and in addition, the danger is that many are forced to turn to crime. So in conclusion, it would seem unfair on the migrants from Eastern Europe, that they suffer from the central government's policies towards their countries. Thank you very much.